Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? Sorry that we haven't actually been on lately. Just been really, really busy. A lot of different things been going on. As I'm sure a lot of things have been going on for a lot of you all over the world. Anyway, today we're going to talk about some of the major time wasters. I mean, I'm sure that all of you guys, I'm not the only one, have different things that you find that just eat up your time, things that just burn you up when it comes to the things that you need to do and keep you from accomplishing all of the great things that you want to accomplish. I know for a lot of us kind of consider that thing that's keeping us from accomplishing what we need to accomplish as work. And we're not going to rule out work or going to that job or meeting that grind for somebody else as not being one of the causes. But there's a series of other things that actually get in our way. You know, but I think one of the biggest things that gets in each and every one of us of our ways, every day is ourselves. It's a mindset. It's us not being willing to change and willing to do the things necessary to make the adjustments that we need to make in our lives to move forward. It's also another big thing, I think, that really eats up a lot of your time, my time, and the time of those around us is us not putting first things first, us putting off the things that we know that we need to do over those things that we want to do, you know, and also not being able to find people that we can rely upon to get certain things done. But that part about not having people to rely on to get things done, part of that, too, again, is our problem. And the reason that I say it's our problem is because we're the ones creating that problem, because we're not bringing people up to the level to where they can do it. You know, we're not giving them the tools that they need to succeed, so hence we're kind of hurting ourselves. We're cutting our throats, especially in this day and age where you've got people that think that them being the only ones that have the knowledge or them thinking that they're the only ones that can do a certain task is actually helping them to achieve what we would call job security. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain that job security in this day and age no longer exists. You know, we're at the end of the baby boomer phase. You know, a lot of the baby boomers, you know, in our societies have, you know, they're at retirement age now. So, you know, those of them that basically got a job, you know, be it that they went in the military or they found, you know, a government job or a city job, you know, they've basically, what is it, lift things up and put them down enough times to where they're now at the ages and in the positions with their particular agencies or state or city or local organizations where they can retire and walk away. You know, and I think in a lot of ways, I was talking to somebody the other day, that in a lot of ways, they're the smart ones. Why? Because they've worked a job for X amount of years, and basically they've, you know, dotted their I's and crossed their T's, because a lot of these people aren't, and please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they're not intelligent, but what I'm saying is that they're not what we would call the brightest and the strongest. A lot of these people are the people that, you know, they were your garbage man. You know, they were, you know, the lady that gave you your stuff at the post office. They were the individuals that did that work that a lot of us consider to be mundane and a lot of us consider to be, you know, below us. Of course, these are necessary things that have to happen. And because they happen, you know, we all live in a better world. But a lot of people that consider themselves to be intelligent or consider themselves to be better, or in a lot of ways were chasing that almighty dollar, didn't really give any credence to. You know, they didn't really pay any attention to that person that was working, you know, that regular 9-to-5 for a local municipality or, like I said, a state or federal agency. You know, they didn't realize that in the end, you know, that person was going to win. Now, why do I say that that person was going to win? And why does this have to do with, you know, time wasting? Because of the reason that, you know, a lot of us, okay, let's say you made $100,000. Well, if you made $100,000, what did you live at the rate of? You lived at the rate of $100,000. You weren't banking that $100,000. You weren't, you know, in some ways reinvesting that $100,000 in yourself. You were living your life. You know, you were acquiring bills and paying off bills and trying to meet your needs and responsibilities, which, again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, let's fast forward 20 years. Let's fast forward 30 years. Now, at the end of the 30 years, you've got a house that you probably refinanced a couple of times, or, you know, you've got other bills that you've acquired, and all of that $100,000 or more or $200,000 that you were making, you probably didn't reinvest it in yourself. You probably didn't go ahead and pay off that house loan early, or, you know, you probably got close to, you know, you're thinking about retirement and you bought that new Mercedes or that new BMW, which, of course, now costs you more money to maintenance, and, you know, if you've got a note on it, you're paying more money to note it, to where that other person that was working that, you know, regular 9-to-5 job, you know, they weren't making $100,000, but they were making, I don't know, let's say $60,000 or $70,000. All right, that $60,000 or $70,000, they lived at a $60,000 or $70,000 rate. But here's the thing. Because of the fact that they were putting more of their money, because they had to be more structured because they had less money to play with, they were putting that money in the bank. They were taking that finance, and they were paying off that note quicker. Why? Because that note is smaller. And because that note is smaller, it enables them to pay it off, you know, over the same amount of time, not necessarily, but, you know, they're able to take that and turn it around. So that person no longer has a mortgage, or the remainder of their mortgage is low. You know, that person, you know, has less of an overhead. I guess that's what we would call it. They have less of an overhead hanging over them, to where if you live in $1 million, your overhead is $1 million overhead. That person isn't as stressed. Why? Because when the market changed on them, you know, they knew that they had a couple more years before they could retire. So they were a little stressed to cross that line. But once they've crossed that line, now what ends up happening? Now they've got that extra income, that extra residual income coming in, because they gave that 20 or 30 years, you know, to that government agency at that lower salary. And now it's turning around that now that government agency or state or local or what have you is now paying them, you know, money every month because they reached retirement age. You know, they met the requirements. They put the check in the box, you know. So it's kind of funny when you think of it, because you figure if you're making a lot of money, you're not wasting time, you know, doing stuff. For most of us, I got a feeling that's really not the case. We are wasting time. We are, you know, swinging a bat at a ball and then just putting more balls in there for us to swing more bats at. So we're not really getting, you know, the result in which we think we're getting. We're really not getting the full benefit as we believe we're getting, you know, because like I said, most of us are chasing dollars. And if you're chasing dollars, then more than likely, you're constantly doing other things to get more dollars. You're not doing anything to secure, you know, your retirement. You're not doing anything to secure, you know, your present lifestyle or any of those things. So it's just a different way of looking at it. So today's show, like I said, we're going to touch on the time wasters and the things that eat up our time and don't help us to grow and develop. And we're going to talk about a few other areas that, you know, I feel we need to talk about. But, again, it's just an interesting way of looking at it. That's why I added this part to our overall show today. You know, we're not sure if we're going to get any callers, but please feel free to call in if you have any comments or anything like that. But we're going to try to get through the meat of the show, and then hopefully if everything works out from there, we're going to go ahead and take on, you know, some more callers and people that are interested in sharing their thoughts on the subject at hand. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, every day we all are trying to get through the grind. We're all trying to do different things so that we can move on with our lives, so that we can prosper, so we can develop and we can share and grow our families, you know, and become positive forces in the community, become the people that we truly dream that we would like to be, and in that time do all of the things that we'd like to do, you know, for ourselves, for our families, for our loved ones, all of the above. And that takes money. And what that also takes is being able to basically be in control of your time, being able to be in control of your life as a whole, to do the things that you want to do. As everybody knows, the most important thing that you have is time. And none of us have time to waste, all right? The most productive folks always look straight ahead. They're always looking to complete the most things that they can do, and they're also looking to do the most important things first. And the largest reaching goals out of the way. Time wasters that constantly come up in our lives and constantly eat up what little bit of a life we have is things like talking too long on the phone, you know, listening to stuff that's going to help you, frequently browsing, you know, social medias, things like that. And I don't consider this a waste of time, so don't count this in that count. Incessantly preparing and not taking action. If you're constantly preparing and not taking action, then you're wasting time. You know, failing to say no to unrelated tasks, things that get in the way, things that aren't going to help you move forward and help you grow. You need to learn how to say no to those things and get them out of your life. Failing to ask for help or for following directions. You fail to ask for help when you could easily get it. Well, now you're spending a lot more time doing something that you need to do, especially for those of us that are in management. Sometimes we need to, again, delegate work to other people. We also need to teach people how to do things the way we want to do them. What one person may see as being the right way to do it may not be what you're expecting. So when you don't get what you expect, but you didn't tell the person what you expected to get, then you kind of set yourself up for failure. You don't really have a right to argue with that person or to get defensive because they didn't give you what you wanted because you failed to tell them what you wanted. Waiting until late in the day to do the task that you need to do. The sooner you get a thing done, the sooner it's done. As somebody said, once it is done, it is done, it is done. So if you step forward and you do the things that you need to do as soon as you know you need to do them, once they're done, then guess what? You now have a good part of your day to do the things that you want to do. But when you wait till the last minute to take care of something, when you wait till the last minute to clean your room or put your stuff away or do your report or go to the store or anything like that, what's always going to happen? You're going to want to do something else later or something's going to get in the way. And when that thing gets in the way, now you don't have the time to do the thing that you want. So the best way to handle it is to go ahead and do the things you need to do as soon as possible because, again, once they're done, nobody else can bother you about something that needs to be done. Why? Because it's already done. It's already out of the way and taken care of. All right? Having a disorganized office or space. You know, me, for instance, for some reason, if the space is disorganized, I have a hard time working in that space. I have a hard time getting in the mood to get the things done. And one of the reasons for me is that it becomes a major distraction. But again, that's just my particular opinion. Focusing on the smaller and less important tasks first. You can't focus on the smaller things first. You have to try to focus on the big things. Now, I'm not saying don't do the small things, but what I'm saying is that once the big things are done, the smaller things are easier to concentrate on. Now let's look at action makers. Action makers, scheduling your phone calls with an end time in mind when possible. So basically, you want to talk to somebody. You tell that person, listen, you know, I want to talk about this, 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 and this, but plan out the call. You know, plan out so that you'll get what you expect. If the call needs to be 5 minutes or less, make the call 5 minutes or less. Don't let people throw in unnecessary filler into your conversation that you're going to have with them. Try to get the meat out of your conversation. So schedule your phone calls with an end time in mind. Again, when that's possible. Set time limits on non-task related internet browsing. Other than that, you know, if you need to jump online and take care of something, just go ahead and take care of that. Don't go ahead and add other things to it, because you can go ahead and do it right then and there. Go ahead and take care of the things that you need to take care of, and then later on when you actually have the free time, after you've got the tasks that you need to get done, then you can come back to your internet browsing, because now you have that free time available. Mapping or outlining your most of your processes and tasks. If you map out or outline your most pressing tasks, then you'll have pretty much a roadmap that you need to follow to get those things done, and you have less chance of missing points as you go through what you're trying to do. Make a short daily to-do list and say no task that's not on the list is to be done. So you set up a short to-do list, and then if there's something that's not on that list, you don't worry about that until that list is complete. Okay? So if it's not on your original to-do list, you don't put it on a to-do list until that to-do list is done for that day. Unless it's something that, of course, because of the level of escalation or level of importance, it needs to be added to that list immediately. Set deadlines and then have an alarm for you to complete your task. Otherwise, get an idea or a picture of how long it's going to take you to do something, and then don't schedule as many things as you would normally schedule. Make your list of things that you're going to schedule a little smaller. And then by making that list of things a little smaller, you'll find that you're able to complete all of the things on your task. Why? Things always take longer than we originally planned. You know, things always cost more than we originally thought. So by doing this, you're kind of setting yourself up to pass instead of fail. You know, get those 4 or 5 things knocked out and not try to put those 10 or 12 things into your particular mix. Take those 4 or 5 or maybe 6 things, knock them out, get them done. Once they're done, then if you have that extra time, you can then create another list that you can work off on. All right? Close your internet browser or unrelated windows to avoid distractions. That's another thing that we need to do. A lot of us get distracted by other stuff. So to fight that, we need to try to do things that put us in the position we won't have that problem. Place your phone on Do Not Disturb if you have a phone. Set your chat status to busy, all right, and go offline. Don't do things, again, that are going to put you in a position where you can't get the stuff you need to get done. Life is for living, people. So let's start living today. Let's start putting the things on point and putting the things in effect so that we can get all of the things that we want to get done in any given day, at any given time. Another thing is people coming into your office or you going into other people's offices. When you go into somebody's office, what you need to do is you need to go ahead and figure out, if you're going into their office, what it is that you're going into their office for, and stay focused on what you're going to do. Try to get rid of the unnecessary chatting, the unnecessary conversation that's not going to help you to complete the particular goals that you have to complete. In some cases, you should stand up. If you have an office, in some cases, maybe you should remove the chairs. And I know removing the chairs sounds pretty harsh, but the reason that I say remove the chairs is because if you remove those chairs out of your office space, when a person comes into your office, they're forced to stand. A person that's standing has a harder time taking up your time with useless conversation because there's no place for them to sit down and to become comfortable and to do the things that are going to, again, eat up your time. So, again, that's just another way of looking at it. And the same thing, if you walk into somebody's office that you know is a constant chatterer, they're going to talk. They're going to eat up a lot of your productive time. Then when you go into their office, you should stand. Also, look into taking, you know, a way of looking at how you walk into somebody's office. When you walk into their office, go in there with a mission. Get that mission done. Now, once everything is done, work-wise, business-wise, things like that, then you'll have the time to sit down and chat with this person or to jaw the fat, so to speak, or whatever it is that you want to call it. But again, it's all about utilizing your time efficiently. You know, again, like I said, if you have a room that's totally tore up, clean up your room. You'll find that you'll be able to find things better. You'll find that you'll be able to create better. You'll find that you'll be able to work better. Because what does a junky room do? It destroys your ability to flow, to create, to do the things that you need to do. And you're constantly also going to be wasting time. Keys, when you come home, you should try to set your keys on a kitchen table or someplace where you know you're going to be able to find those keys whenever you want them, whenever you need them. And also, we need to try to stay more focused. Many of us have a hard time focusing because we come in, and what do we come into? Immediate distractions. We come into somebody that immediately needs something. They've got to ask us something. They want something from us. What did you do with this? What did you do with that? We've got to guard our time. Why? Because time is the only thing that we have, and for every second that we waste, it's wasted and gone forever, and there's nothing that we can do about it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for listening to the Zurian Show. Please know that your time is precious and your life is precious, and every moment that you waste on this earth, you will never get back. And every second that you sit in front of the idiot box, clicking channels and watching TV, is not going to come back to you. You know, as I tell my kids, you know, a lot of the cartoons that they're watching now, I watched when I was a kid. And guess what? Their kids will be watching the same cartoons. Especially when a lot of these just repeat, 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 repeat. If there's things you need to do, try to get them done. I'm not saying that work, work, work. Working a lot does not make you wealthy. Working a lot does not make you brighter. Wealthy, working a lot does not do anything for you. It is work. However, get the things that you need to get done, done, and then guess what? You'll have more free time to do the things that you want. You'll have less people on your back, and you'll also have a more organized and better life to live. And you'll be able to enjoy that life more because those things won't be standing over you. So anyway, Blog Talk, I want to thank again everybody for listening to the Zurian Show today. I truly appreciate it, and I'm always honored that I have people that listen and people that call in and people that send in their comments. Please also check us out on Facebook. And that's, for that, you can just go to the website or my website, which is Zurian Bennett. And, you know, you're also welcome to tweet or call into our tweet channels. And also, please, let's go ahead and have a great and wonderful day and a great and wonderful life. And also, if anybody's looking for business opportunities, we have iZig. iZig is a text message marketing opportunity for a lot of people that may be looking to add some extra income to themselves, to their selves and their lives, or to maybe start another business or try to bring more residual income into their lives. And if you're interested in that, that is www.iZig.com/Z Success. Again, that's www, I as in India, Z as in zebra, I as in India, GeorgeGeorge.com/Z Success. So that's ZSUCCESS. Thank you again, everybody. And again, have a nice weekend, great day, wonderful life, and all of the above. And this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying today is now. Take advantage of today because tomorrow is not promised to you. It actually doesn't exist. The only day that exists is today. And if your todays are great, your tomorrows will be wonderful.